The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Chalene Johnson, and today and every day, I'm your host. This is a show that I produce Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. My goal is just to help people like you, who are like me, really curious about getting the word out, starting a business, designing our lives, and finding purpose, and just kind of getting the shortcuts by learning from experts on the best way to do things. And dude, like, it is crazy what's possible in 2015 that was not even possible in 2013. It's really exciting. So I've created this forum where you can ask questions, I can give you the answer, and if I don't have the answer, I will find someone who does. And you've probably already noticed that this is a shorter episode. Why? Well, because you've asked me to stick to my word and be brief. And I, you're right, I'm very talkative. And over the last couple of episodes, those episodes started getting longer and longer and longer. And y'all are like, we love it, but we really appreciate the bite-sized episodes. So in keeping to my word, this will be a brief and bright episode, I promise. We're going to talk about blogging. And before we go there, I just want to say this. I don't think that every entrepreneur should be doing everything. It doesn't make sense that you have to focus 2 hours on Facebook and an hour on Twitter and an hour on Instagram and 3 hours on your blog and 4 hours on Pinterest and 2 hours on YouTube. Like, when would you actually take care of your customers? My general rule of thumb has always been focus on two platforms, the two that make the most sense, because that's what you love. That's where you're having success. That's where your customers are, and you're seeing results for your efforts. And then once you start to become more successful and you can really justify outsourcing some of the, you know, mundane tasks, the scheduling, the collecting of information and valuable content, of cultivating these ideas and looking into other platforms, well, then it makes sense to start branching off into other platforms. The reason why I say that is because I think as entrepreneurs, we can very easily get wrapped up into that syndrome. Well, I'm supposed to be doing everything. I need to be blogging and I'm supposed to be on Pinterest and maybe I should have a podcast. And these things can become very overwhelming and create distraction. Be focused. Do something and do it well. Own it. Kill it. Crush it. Know it so well that you can teach someone else specifically what you're doing and why it's working. And then you can outsource that thing so that you can go figure out how to apply that same formula or your own version of it to another platform. But just pick one or two platforms at a time. And I say that because we really didn't do anything with our blog. I mean, not much of anything until this year. And that's okay. We've had tremendous success. And the same is true of Google Plus. I haven't done much of anything on Google Plus because I just want to move into each platform at the right time and with the right amount of momentum. And really only if I need to. There's only so many hours in the day. Y'all, we don't need to do it all. So let's get to that first question.
Hi, Chalene. My name is Tomas Conifrey, and I'm a question for you for Build Your Tribe about blogging. Now, I've started a blog on my website, www.conifreyspharmacy.ie, and I'm just wondering what the best ways to distribute the blog around social media. I put it up on Facebook, I put it up on Twitter, and I put it up on LinkedIn and Google+. But I'm wondering, is there any kind of exceptional way I can do it, or any way I can make the most of it? Thank you very much, Chalene, and hello from Dublin in Ireland.
Hey, Thomas, thanks so much for your question. It's super cool to know that we have listeners in Ireland, and I'm Scottish-Irish, so maybe we're like cousins or something. I love that your question is very specific to how to promote your blog. I'm going to skip over the piece about whether you should be blogging if you know the purpose of your blog, who you're speaking to, and what your goals are. And let's just assume you have figured all of those things out. And let me just give everyone who's listening some quick tips on how to promote your blog. Number one is make sure when people go to your website that they can find your blog. I see so many times I'll visit a website and it just takes me a while to figure out where their blog is, and then I get distracted. So be sure that you are making it really clear when people land on your website how to find your blog. Number two is include your blog URL across the Facebook cover art that you have for your like page. So if you go to my cover art most days, I'm not sure what it is today, but we change it out all the time. Typically, it will say click here. And when you click on the cover art, it's not technically going to take you where I want you to go. What it does is it takes you to the photo that I've uploaded for the cover art, right? And then in the description of the photo, the very first thing I do is put a link to wherever it is I want people to go. So here's what you could do, Thomas. You could say, you could have a really cool cover art photo, and across the center of it, which you could design by using free software like PicMonkey or Canva, that's canva.com. And they actually have a template for Facebook cover art. You would load up a super cool photo, and right in the middle of it, you could say, click here to read my blog. When they click on that, as I said, it would take them over to a description that you place in the comment section next to that photo. And the very first thing you would want to do is put a link to your blog. Number three, you're already doing, and that is, of course, to promote your blog on Twitter. Now, don't be shy about this. We send about a minimum of five tweets out per day about my blog. And the reason why is because people on Twitter don't use it the way we used to. In other words, you're just seeing the content that's coming through in the moment that you're on Twitter, which is for most people like less than an hour. So I'm not going to send more than one tweet about it in an hour. But if someone were to get on, like, say, 3 hours later, they probably wouldn't see that tweet unless for some odd reason they were to go to my actual Twitter page. So I'm trying to catch people while they're on, and that's why it's perfectly acceptable to load more than one tweet per day, of course, depending on how many followers you have, that's specifically promoting your blog. Now, I won't just generically write the exact same tweet. I'll say something like, today we're talking about body image, check it out on my blog. Or then the next one, same day, might be, hey, a lot of people are pretty upset about this topic. I wonder if it stirs up some emotions for you. Check out my blog topic on body image. And so I'll just write it a bunch of different ways so that even if someone is reading the same tweet more than once, that's okay. People often have to see the same message multiple times before they act on it. My next tip is to submit your blog to directories. Now, this is huge. One that I suggest that you use is the blog directory list from TopRank. There you can pick subcategories, and people who are specifically looking for that type of content can find you listed in the directory. It used to be back in the day there was a specific number of days per week you were supposed to blog, but I think generally speaking, most people agree that it just needs to be great content. And I personally, my personal beliefs are that as an entrepreneur, I want my lifers to understand that I'm going to try to deliver you a Build Your Tribe episode Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so you can expect it then. But I'm also going to be really honest and transparent and say, if I can't get one in next Thursday because one of my kids gets sick or something comes up, I'm a human. And so it's not going to freak me out. And so I don't promise it. That's my goal. And I think that should be a pretty good rule of thumb for most people when it comes to their blog. Now, I know there's people out there who will completely disagree with me and who think you need to, you know, set your schedule, you need to stick to your schedule so that everyone knows on Mondays you're doing business building, and on Wednesdays you're talking about health and nutrition, and on Fridays you're talking about parenting, so people like know what to expect. I personally believe that's a great idea. I just don't want your business to ever become more important than your life. My next tip is to make sure that you are actually promoting your blog by being on your blog. And just transparently, I'm going to share with you that we didn't always give our blog a ton of attention. And that is because I didn't have the resources. I didn't have enough people on my team to handle everything. So in following my own advice, we really focused our resources and our interaction and our time in those social media platforms where we were getting the most bang for our buck. But this year, we've been spending more time trying to develop a better blog and really getting people to comment and comment back. And I do this because I've watched other people who are really, really good at it, like Social Media Examiner, Michael Hyatt, Smart Passive Income, Pat Flynn's blog. These are blogs where I see that basically, without exception, if somebody leaves a comment, they're responding back. And that might sound like a lot, but those blogs that I've just referenced are hugely popular. And even with the massive number of people who are reading that blog each and every day, it's still a manageable number of people to reply to. And you don't have to reply to it like by writing a book, but simply by saying, hey, thanks for stopping by and leaving me a comment. That's one of the best ways you can expect people to come back and to read your blog and to see if, in fact, you've responded to them. It's also commonly recommended that bloggers try to go to other bloggers' blogs and comment. Now, I say that to you because, just to be transparent, I haven't done that. I don't do that. But I've read from all the experts in our preparation to really kind of make sure that our blog takes off this year. That's one of the things I keep seeing over and over again, is that it's really important that as a blogger, you are part of a blogging community. So just like you would on YouTube, going back and forth and commenting and interacting with other YouTube channels, you want to do that same thing on other people's blogs, especially blogs where they share a similar expertise or topic. The next tip I have for you is to use Facebook, but to do so in a way that's not as obvious. Now, we all know that if you put a link on your Facebook like page that says, hey guys, I just wrote this really great blog about how to start your garden, and then you put a link to your blog in that particular update, I know some experts are saying it's not hurting your posts. I can only speak about my customers, my clients, and my own personal experience. And I see that there is a diminished reach when there's an actual link in the text update. So typically what we will do is post a photo. And across the bottom of the photo, there might be it's not a clickable link, but it's a posted link. It's a font link across the bottom of it so they can see, hey, check out my blog. And then from time to time, we'll actually put the actual link in the text update. But more often than not, I will just say, hey, there's some seriously juicy conversations and opinions going back and forth on the subject of parenting or reverse dieting, and I'd love to get your opinion on it. Head on over to my blog. And I won't even list the link. And here's why. Because 9 times out of 10, somebody else is going to jump in and say, where's your blog? How do we find it? And then someone else will respond and say, oh, it's shaleenjohnson.com/blog. And then I jump in and say the same thing. So in other words, it's already starting to get reach and engagement without me having to diminish the reach by putting that initial promotion in the text update. Does that make sense? I hope so. I don't think you're going to be surprised to hear me say that I think a great place for you to promote your blog is on Instagram. If, of course, you have a decent Instagram following. Now, if you do, it's awesome to use a 15-second video because you could actually record a 15-second message saying, hey, I would love your opinion. Check out my new blog about blah, 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 blah. And then you can actually say the name of your website where people can find your blog. Or, again, you could just do an infographic and you could say, hey, today's blog topic includes 5 ways that you can become a better public speaker. To receive those 5 tips, simply click on the link in my bio. When you're creating your Instagram bio, that's the only place at the moment. I know it's going to change soon, but at the moment, that's the only place where you can put a clickable link. So that real estate is very important real estate. Everybody should go and look at their Instagram bio right now. And that link should be taking someone someplace where you can kind of control the relationship. I don't often recommend that that clickable link go to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, but rather it should go to your own website or someplace where you can continue the relationship, perhaps an opt-in or something like Thomas is recommending, a blog. And lastly, I know a lot of people who've had tremendous success using Facebook advertising to promote their blog. I would just recommend that anyone who's going to do that really evaluate the goal, your goal when it comes to your blog. Like, do you have a really good opt-in? Do you have a purpose and a niche? And do you know why and who you're writing your blog for? Because you know, if you're just writing a blog because you want to have more readers and you're not quite sure what to do with them, well, I just think that there's perhaps a better way for you to strategize how to use your blog. Ultimately, when people go to your website, we want to continue that relationship. So it's really important that you have a place where they can subscribe to your blog, or if nothing else, that whatever article you're writing, you're also giving people an opportunity to opt into your list, give them a free gift, additional training, or something. And I sure hope I'm saying your name correctly. Thomas.
My name is Thomas Conifrey.
Okay, I think I got it. Thomas, good luck to you in promoting your blog, and thanks for your message. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.